今天有机会跟我们一起聚会敬拜神。
And we're very happy that they can join us in service and worshiping the Lord.
在这两位姐妹的信仰路程中，她们都有丰富神的恩典。
These two sisters have experienced an abundance of grace during their journey of faith.
今天下午我们就请田传道娘跟我们做分享她在主里体验到的奇妙的神迹以及体验。
And this afternoon, we'd like to ask Sister Tian to share some of the miracles and experiences she had with God. Let us pray in silence.
Amen. Hallelujah.奉主的名来做见证。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
姐妹，感觉的，我来这里的时间非常的短促。
I feel that my stay here has been very short.
所以，想多一点点的时间来做多一点的见证。
And I wanted to have a little more time to, bear a little more testimony.
第一个见证是。凡事交托神。
The first testimony is to give all to God.
第二个是爱孙。
Or trust God in all things.
爱孙被掳蒙主寻回。
The second testimony is the lost grandson found.
第三个是在生产上被蒙主成就。
And the third is being saved in childbirth.
那这小妹。小妹在1993年的6月20号
In 1993, on June 20th
当时是田传道是我们教会的注目传道
Pastor Tian was the resident pastor at our church
他五点就去早祷会
And at 5 a.m. he attended the morning prayer session
六点回来的时候，他跟我说：“妈妈，等一下教务和总务会到你这里来，要邮费的经费。”
And he told me that, at 6 o'clock he went home and he told me that, Mom, the general affairs and the education, the religious education coordinator will come to, come home and ask you for, their traveling fees.
因为当时小妹是教会的财务负责人。
Because I was the treasurer at church at the time.
因为他说你一定要跟教务吩咐说，无论如何要转到他住的台中住的房子，他要做便车。
And he told me to tell the religious education coordinator to.Drop by his house in Taichung so he could get a ride.
因为他一直忙，没有时间把车子拿去保养。
Because he had been so busy, he didn't have time to take the car to maintain.
所以他一去台中，先把车子送到保养厂。
So when he went to Taichung, he left the car at the dealers.
你无论如何，你务必要转说，我的话。
Or at the auto shop, and he told me that I had to relay his message.
因为今天要到台务员的380，有慕道者联谊，我当疑难问题的主持人。
And this was because he had to go to another church and conduct a Q&A session for a truth seeker seminar.
如果你不讲的话，我没有车子搭上。
And he said if I didn't relay the message, he would have no ride.
就算我坐别的车来不及。
Even if he caught a ride from another car, he would not make it in time.
我连声说好好，我一定会讲。
And I replied, okay, okay, I will say it.
结果七点一个小时以后，七点教务和总务来了。
And 1 hour later at 7 a.m., the two board members came.
我忘了，我就拿邮费给他，我忘了说这个话。
And I gave them their reimbursements, but I forgot to relay the message.
在一个小时八点，有菜摊车在我家款场倒车。 菜坛车，就是流动菜车。
And then there was a vegetable vendor who came in front of my house.
那我本来要打开门跟他说，他放的音乐小声一点，因为我家的孩子还在睡觉。
And I was going to open the door and ask them to turn down their music because my children were still sleeping.
我看了就想到啊，我问了给教务说，要绕到台中，那怎么办？
But when I saw the car, I suddenly remembered that I forgot to ask for a ride.
我就心里很难过，马上打电话。
And I felt really bad, so I immediately went to the telephone.
打电话给教务的爸爸，教务的家人。
And I called the home of the board member.
结果接电话的是他的爸爸，是何执事。
And the one who picked up the phone was Deacon Ho, who was the father of the RE coordinator.
我就问他教务有没有在家。
And I asked, is the RE coordinator at home?
他说早就走了。
And he said he already left.
我就告诉他，天传道交代的事情。
And I relayed the message of Pastor Tian.
后来他说那也没有办法，早就走了。
But and he replied, "There's nothing we can do. He already left a long time ago."
我就跟他说，从这里到水里的水里是一个街上，有没有认识的路边人？有没有认识的住家？
And I asked them if he knew anyone who would be able to give a ride.
他说没有，路边都是汉人。
And he said that no, because on the road they're all Taiwanese people.
就算有也来不及了，早就过了。
And even if there was a ride, he would not be able to catch it.
我心里就想怎么办。
And I asked what they should do.
就是说我心里突然有一个很强烈的感动。
And at this time, I felt a strong urge in my heart.
跟我说，你凡事都靠神的。
And I was moved to think that.
你为什么要靠人呢？
I was moved, and I thought, I believe in God and everything. Why am I depending on people?
神在天上看得清清楚楚。
Because God is in heaven and He sees everything.
他知道现在教务在哪里。
And He knows where the RE coordinator is.
当时还没有大哥大。
That was the time before cell phones.
那时候就扣机，就是 PP 扣。
And they had pagers.
打扣他的机，他就看到谁打的电话，他就找电话听来拨电话回去。
And if you paged a person, they would be able to see your phone number and call you back.
就我听我受感动，我就说啊，对哦，主耶稣知道他在哪里。
And I asked, I thought to myself, the Lord will know where He is.
我就跟那个教务的爸爸说，好了，我要祷告。我刚刚受圣灵感动说，神知道，我要祷告，求问他。
And I told the father of the RE coordinator that I was moved by the Holy Spirit, and I know that if I pray, God will know where this person is.
后来我祷告神。
And I prayed to God.
我很后悔。
I felt really bad.
我为什么刚才忘记？
For forgetting.
自责自己。
And I chastised myself.
我这么无才。
Because I was so of little use.
所以我忘了这件事。
And I forgot this matter.
主啊，怎么办？
What should I do, Lord?
我没有办法接通的，我没有办法交代的话，那就影响到传道的圣工。
Because if I could not get this message through, then I would affect the sacred work of the pastor.
我当时并不是说因为他是我的儿子，我一定要好好的配合他，我不认为是这样。
In my mind, I did not think I had to work with my son just because he was my son.
因为这个是圣工，我不能这样子， 不配不呃不帮不上。
And because this was holy work, I couldn't just do nothing.
我一定要帮助这个圣工。
I had to help this holy work.
结果这个时候圣灵感动我说。
And at this time, the Holy Spirit moved me
and said,
"Don't be sad."
他们会去加油。
They will go and get gas.
我就回话说好。好，我要打电话到信义加油站。
And I replied, "Oh yes, I will call the gas station."
信义加油站是我们乡内的加油站。
And that gas station was the gas station in my village.
也就是比较靠近我的地方。
And it was closer to where I was.
我说圣灵给我回答说，来不及了，来不及了，他们早就过去了。
And the Holy Spirit told me that it was that they had already left the gas station.
后来圣灵感动还说他们在几分钟就到水里加油站。
And the Holy Spirit moved me to say that they would be at the gas station in a few minutes.
我就向神说好，谢谢你，谢谢，我祷告就完了。
And I told God, thank you, and I ended the prayer.
我要打到水里加油站。
And I called the gas station again.
我翻开电话簿。
And I opened the telephone directory.
我觉得太慢了，我就打104。
And because it was taking too long, I called the operator.
我打104就响了几通。
And it rung a few times.
后来有人接电话。
And someone took the call.
后来对方说，你是谁？你是谁？
The operator asked me who I was.
我说你不要管我是谁。
And I told her, the operator, don't mind who I am.
我有非常重要的事情，你务必要帮我的忙。
I have a very urgent matter, and you have to help me.
我就告诉他。
And I told him.
说，何忠义到你那边加油的时候，你告诉他打电话给831577，八三一五七七。何忠义弟兄，何忠义先生，何忠义先生，到你加油站来加油的时候，你跟他说。要跟我跟要打这个831577八三一五七七，跟他说。
I told the operator if a person goes to this certain gas station, tell him to call my number back.
他就回答说，我又不认识何忠义是谁。
And he said I don't know who this Mr. Ho is.
我说那好了，红色的轿车到你的加油站，请你告诉他打831577。
Oh, at the gas station, I called them and they said, I told them, if you see a red car, tell them to call this number.
他说，你知道他要来加油，为什么你刚才不要跟他说？
And the person told me, if you know he's coming to get gas, why didn't you tell him earlier?
我说，你不要管其他的了，你就这样做就好了。
And I told them, don't mind so much, just do as I say.
他就说，好了，他又说，从早上到现在，红色的轿车已经走了好几十台。
And the person at the gas station said that there were numerous red cars that had come and gone at the gas station.
我说过去的不要算，现在进来的、进站的，你就跟他说。
I said that don't mind the cars that had already gone, just pay attention to the cars that are pulling in.
后来他就回答说，我尽力而为，但是不一定会帮得上。
And the person said that they would try their best, but they wanted to make no promises.
结果电话挂起来以后，
And after I hung up,
我要到大门，刚才开的门要关起来。
I went to close the front door.
我大门一碰到，电话就响了。
As soon as I closed the door, the telephone rang.
我自己吓一跳，怎么那么快？
And I was surprised myself that it took such a short time.
我接到电话。
And I got a call.
对方说那个是教务。
And the other person said he was the RE coordinator.
什么什么什么，有什么紧要事情？为什么追得那么紧
？And he said, "How come? What problem is it? Why are you following me so closely?"
他心里想，教会一定出问题。
And he thought that there was a big problem in church.
所以他很紧张。
So he was very nervous.
我就告诉他。
And I called him. I told him.
天传道所交代的事。
What Pastor Tian had told me to relay.
如果没有跟他沟通的话， 他不接天传道就没有办法去做圣工。
And if I didn't relay the message, he would not go pick up Pastor Tian, and Pastor Tian would not be able to do holy work.
我把他说你为什么知道我要到加油站？
And he asked me, how did you know I was going to the gas station?
我说我先跟你的爸爸打电话，你爸爸说很早就走了，所以我心里难过的时候，圣灵感动我。
And I told him that I had called his father, and his father said he already left. And I was very sad, so I prayed, and the Holy Spirit moved me.
说你凡事都交托神，为什么这件事你要找人帮忙？
And the Holy Spirit asked me, you trust in God in everything. Why are you trusting in human beings for this matter?
在我祷告的时候，圣灵感动说，信义加油站你已经早就过了，但是在几分钟你会到水里加油站。
And in my prayer, the Holy Spirit told me that you had already passed one gas station, but you were going to another one in a few minutes.
他就说感谢主，神感动你的同时也感动了我。
And he said, thank God, when God moved you, he also moved me.
因为他接到了慕道者，就到去吃早点。
Because after he picked up some truth seekers, he went to have breakfast.
就准备要出发的时候。
And as he was about to leave,
他说怎么搞得他的心很想要掉头回到后面的那个加油站。
He said that in his heart, he suddenly felt the need to turn back to the gas station behind him.
因为从我们的家乡出来，水里加油站是先到的。
Because you would bump into a gas station, one of the gas stations first when you leave.
超过就到街上。
And if you pass the gas station, then you would go onto the main road.
他说，无论如何，心里都心里一直想我要回去加油。
And in his heart, he kept on thinking that he needed to go back to get gas.
我说总务跟慕道者说不用了，我那个码表油表。到下一站积极镇，足足有余。
But the other board member told him that that there was enough gas to get to the next gas station.
我们要赶那么远的路，不用浪费时间，不用掉头去加油。
And because they were traveling a long distance, they could save some time and not go back to the previous gas station.
教务说，我眼睛我认同我的油还很多。
And the RE coordinator said that his eyes told him that there was a lot of gas left.
可是我的心不知道怎么搞的，一定要到加油站。
But in his, he didn't know why his heart kept on telling him to go to the gas station.
反正方向盘握在我的手，管他们讲，我调车到加油站。
And he said that I just didn't listen to them, and my hands just turned the steering wheel and I turned back to the gas station.
他的车因为前面有人加油，他的车刚好停在服务台的门口。
And because there was a car in front of him, so his car ended up parked right in front of the service desk.
他到的时候，他看到服务门那个服务站的门口刚好有人打开。
And when he was there, the person inside opened the door.
出来一个不看我们里面就拍我的车子车尾，就一直说，请你打831577，831577，一直讲两三遍。
And he didn't even look at who was inside the car. He just tapped the rear end of the car and kept on saying, "You have to call 831577, 831577." And he told him to call several times.
总务是坐在后面，他马上跳起来说，哎，这个是我们叫财务的电话呢。
And the general affairs in the back seat, he was startled and he said, isn't this our church telephone number?
教务就把紧急的把门打开，赶快冲到了电话亭。
Or the telephone number of the treasurer of the church. So they ran out of the car and went to the public, to the payphone.
我跟他通了电话以后。
And after I spoke to him on the phone,
我心里非常大大的感动。
I was very touched in my heart.
神这么爱我。
Because God loves me so much.
其实神都爱他所有的他的儿女。
And actually, God loves all of his children.
因为我们是他的选民。
because we are his chosen people.
是属灵的以色列人。
We are his, the spiritual Israelites.
我虽然没有看到他亲自出现，但是他在我的心灵的感动跟他是对话的。
But although I didn't see him with my eyes, but in my heart, I had a conversation with him.
我祷告向神说。
And I prayed to God and I said,
我是这么卑微的人。
I am such a small person.
我又是无能的人。
And I am a useless person.
又无才。
And I don't have any talents.
你怎么这么爱我？
But why do you love me so much?
我不配你爱。
I am not worthy of your love.
我算什么？
What, or who am I?
我无以为报。
I have nothing to repay you with.
但是你需要我的地方。
But where you need me.
我义不容辞的来为你做。
I will work without saying anything.
要报答神的恩。
Because I need to repay your grace.
我就这样，就趴在地上哭了。
And I knelt on the floor and I cried.
我不配得神的大爱。
I was not worthy of God's great love.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这个见证，这个事情，我以后的第二年。
The second year after this incident.
两年以后。
Or 2 years after this incident.
1996年的四月五号。
This was in 1996.On April 5th,
我大儿子就是田传道。
My eldest son, who is Pastor Tian,
他大的女儿叫田玉杰。
His eldest daughter's name is 田玉杰。
乳名叫小甜甜。
And her nickname was 甜甜。
第二个女儿叫田玉欣。
And his second daughter's name is 田玉欣。
乳名叫小甜蜜。
And her nickname was 甜蜜 which is sweet.
第三个名字叫田玉柔。
And the third daughter's name is 田玉柔。
小名叫小甜美。
And her nickname was also 甜美 which means sweet and beautiful.
小甜甜已经上到台中上幼稚园去了。
And the oldest granddaughter had gone to kindergarten already.
还有剩下两个孩子在我，我在帮我媳妇带。
And I took care of the younger two children.
大的，三岁。
The older one was 3 years old.
小的一岁九个月。
And the younger one was 1 year and 9 months.
这因为，教会收到，有访问团，明天就来我们教会。
And the church found there was a visitation team that was coming to our church.
信徒都在忙中，所以轮到我来买菜一带。
And all the believers were busy preparing for this, and it was my turn to do the purchasing for the groceries.
结果我跟我女儿说，今天她在我们本村的国小要开。教育会议。
And I heard that at the elementary in our village, there was going to be a meeting.
我就听他说九点开始开会。
And I heard that the meeting would begin at 9 a.m.
我就说，能不能陪我去买一下菜，教会的菜，8:20以前都买完，然后赶回来去参加惠美，我的大女儿。
My eldest daughter was going to school for a meeting, but I asked her if she could take me to the market before 8, so we could get groceries.
所以她就说好。
And she agreed.
我们就到水里买菜。
So we went to get groceries.
8点已经买完了，买齐了。
At 8 o'clock, we had purchased all the groceries.
我们正在后车厢那边要排放买的菜。
And we were putting all the groceries into the trunk.
商人也帮我推进来我要的菜。
And the business owners also, the vendors also helped me put the groceries in.
惠美牵着两个小子女 在我旁边跟我讲话。
And my daughter held on to her two nieces, and she was talking to me.
因为我们前面是有是一个双线道的马路。
And in front of us, there was a two-way street.
后面是河边的河床，河边的安全岛。
And behind us was a barrier to the river bank.
所以说水里就是一个街上中间有一个河流，所以说水里。
And the city itself is called within the river in Chinese because there was a river running through the city.
那个是露天收费站的停车场。
And we were in an open air parking structure or parking lot.
惠美就要到驾驶台要准备开车。
And my daughter went to the driver's seat and she was ready to drive the car.
我正要把后车门关起来。
And I was about to close the trunk.
我听到惠美说：“小甜美，小甜美，我们要上车了。”
And I heard my daughter call one of her nieces to get on the car.
结果为什么惠美又突然很紧张的说：“妈妈，小甜美不见了。”
And my daughter turned over to me and said suddenly, "Mom, Tian Mei, which one of the girls is missing?"
我看她的举动很诡异。
And I thought I looked at her movements, and it was very. It was very different.
为什么叫孩子连车底下都要探看？
And I wondered why she was checking the bottom of the car.
她一直急着叫。
And she kept on calling out the child's name.
我也是，我就说小甜美不见吗？
And I asked her, is the granddaughter missing?
刚才不是跟你站在我的旁边？在跟我讲话吗？
Wasn't she standing next to you while you were speaking to me?
她说，对，她突然间松了手，这个孩子就自己走出去。
And she said let go of her hand for a brief moment, and the child walked out by herself.
为什么一转眼孩子就不见？
And she turned around, and the child is gone.
我们这样子就一排的停车。一直找上下都找连车子里面都看都没有。
And so we went up and down the parking lot. We were checking above the cars and below the cars and even in the cars, and there was nothing.
潜意识告诉我好像真的被绑架的感觉。
In my subconscious, I was thinking that she was probably kidnapped.
这个孩子再小也是80多公分，也不见得像那个蚂蚁一样钻进去一个洞就完全消失，怎么可能就看不到呢？
Because this child was at least 80 centimeters tall, and she could not have disappeared like an ant.
怎么找都找不到。
There was, and we couldn't find her at all.
就我看我们紧靠在我们的右边的车子。
And I looked at the car next on the right of us.
我怎么看都看不到里面，那好像有一层。厚厚的装备哦，外面透不过里面。
I looked at the car that was parked right of us on the right side, and I couldn't look in because it seemed to be covered with something, a thick material that I couldn't look through.
惠美也说，我刚刚听到孩子的哭声。
And my daughter said, I heard the child's cry.
可是没有看到。有孩子在哭。
But I didn't see anyone cry. I didn't see the child cry.
后来那一个宾士车，我就到他的那个前头，从前面看，应该是比较轻的玻璃，怎么也看不到。
And that car was a Mercedes-Benz, and I looked from the front of the car because it was the window seemed to be more clear, but I couldn't see anything.
这个宾士车。正在要发动要离开。
And this Benz was about to leave the parking lot.
我的心里更紧张。
And I was even more nervous in my heart.
如果这个车跑了，如果问题是这个车的话，跑了要怎么办？
If the problem lies in this car and it is leaving, then what shall I do?
我就站在 驾驶台的旁边那个 门外面。
And so I stood outside the driver's seat of this car.
我想要敲门。
I wanted to knock on the door.
可是那个时候刚好我有看到一篇报纸。
But I had read a newspaper article at the time.
半年前发生的事情。
And this was an incident that happened half a year ago.
警察要检查叫停那一台两那一辆车要检查里面。
The police had stopped a few cars and they wanted to do a search.
结果那个人打开门，警察靠近的时候就打在他的腹下，开枪打到腹下。
And when the person opened the door, he fired a gun into the policeman, the police.
后来警察倒了，那个车跑了。
And when the police fell over, the car sped away.
我心里很害怕。
I was very frightened.
已经有够麻烦了，我还要出问题的话，麻烦更多。
We already had a problem, and if there was another problem, it would be even worse.
我最怕我的孩子，我的孙子真的消失掉了。
But I was most frightened of my grandchild disappearing.
我怎么交代我的媳妇？
Because how would I explain it to my daughter-in-law?
以后我的孩子做圣工也是没有办法专心的做圣工。
And my child would not be able to concentrate in doing his sacred work.
或是又怎么找，找也找不到。
But how could we find this child? There is no way.
我就在司机的门外，就伸手向天啊，大声喊。我那个时候有感动，说：“哦，两年前，那个我跟教务通的电话，我有感动说，我要靠神，神知道那个孩子在哪里。”
And I stood at the driver's side of that car, and I lifted both my hands to heaven, and I had this movement.And I was reminded of the incident 2 years ago where the Lord listened to me.
神是创造我们天地万物的神。
Because God is a God that has created the universe.
我们每一个动作、每一个人的事情、景物或是人物，都在他的掌握中。
And our every move is in His control.
我就说好，主啊，你知道你在天上看到我们。
And I said, Lord, you are in heaven and you see us.
这事情在神是可以办到的。
And in God's hand, this thing is possible.
所以我伸手向天呼喊。
So I lifted my hands and I cried out to heaven.
我把所有的声音放出去。
And I released all of my entire voice.
其实我心里哭着喊。
And in my heart, I was crying.
我向神说，主啊。你在天上看到我们。
And I said to God, God, in heaven, you see us.
也看到我的痛苦。
And you see my pain.
你一定要救我们。
You have to save us.
这个孩子不能沦落在没有信主的人的手上。
And this child cannot end up in the hands of a person who doesn't believe in God.
她是你的儿女。
She is your child.
你一定要救她。
You have to save her.
你能的。
You can do it.
就这样子呼喊的时候，
and as I was crying,
我的心中有感觉，有一股力量冲出去。
I felt a force come out from me.
结果突然间，那个后面左边的后座门打开了。
And suddenly, one of the back seat doors flew open.
打开出来一个很年轻，差不多中年，三十几岁的一个太太还是小姐，很时髦的女孩子，走了差不多40-50步的时候。
And suddenly, there was a very fashionable lady in her 30s, that seemed to be in her 30s. She came out and walked about 40 steps.
她回头向我们说，指着对面说：“你们要找的孩子在对面那边。”
She turned to us and she pointed to a direction and said that the child you are looking for is over there across the street.
我很高兴的赶快到对面去找这个孩子。
And I went across to find this child.
可是我要过马路的时候，我心里想，这个那么小的孩子怎么可以那么顺利的到对面去呢？
But as I was crossing the road, I thought to myself, how can this small child cross the road so easily?
那边的车路，很多的车来来往往。
There are so many cars and they were going back and forth.
连我大人要过还要东看西看，小孩子会东看西看吗？
And as an adult, I had to look back and forth, but did a child know how to do that?
等待我到他指定的对面的店里。
And I went to the shop in which she pointed to.
结果他骗我。
And it turns out that she was lying to me.
有一个妈妈抱着男孩子。
There was a mother holding a baby boy.
我被她捉弄了。
I was fooled by her.
我就哭了。
And I cried.
我已经这么痛苦了，还有人要捉弄我。
I was already in so much pain, and someone was making fun of me.
我沿着街到马十字路口。
And I went down the street to the crossroad.
看到每一个人，我都问有没有看到。这么高白白胖胖的可爱的女孩子。
And I asked everyone I saw, did you see a small girl that's chubby and fair, and she's very cute and about this high?
那些商人都认识，因为我常常背着那个孩子。
And all the vendors there knew this child because I would often take her on my back.
他们说我认识你带的孙女，可是我们没有看到这里来。
And they said that we recognized your grandchild, but we didn't see her come over here.
我的痛苦真的忍不住，我没有办法忍耐。
And I could not keep in my pain.
我边走边哭。
And I was walking and crying.
我说怎么办？
And I thought, what should I do?
后来，惠美就从后面牵着一个第二个孙女。
And then my daughter joined me with a second grandchild.
惠美说：“妈妈不是找到了吗
？”And my daughter said, "Mom, didn't you find her?"
我说没有。
I said no.
她骗我。
That person lied to me.
惠美又折回到车子。
And my daughter went back to the car.
还没到车子。
And before she got to the car,
她看到门打开。
She saw the door open.
孩子从车子下来哭。
And the child came out of the car crying.
惠美就大声叫我。
And my daughter called out to me.
妈妈，小天美在这里。
And she cried out loudly, the granddaughter is here.
我不敢相信小天美怎么会在车子里面。
I could not believe how the granddaughter could be in the car.
我们刚才两个人分头都查得清清楚楚，怎么会突然冒出来？
Because we had looked all around, and how could she just appear out of nowhere?
惠美一再地说，真的小天美在这里。
And my daughter kept on repeating that the child was there.
我就相信说我的耳朵没有听错。
And I believe that I didn't hear her incorrectly.
我就大步地赶快回到车子。
And with big strides, I went back to the car.
我要将要抱她的时候，
And as I was about to pick her up,
看她全身湿透的衣服和头发。
I saw how she was drenched in sweat from head to toe.
我才感觉说，我不是只有失去孙子，刚才不是只有失去孙子。
And I thought that I did not just lose my grandchild a moment ago.
连我失去的生命也感觉到我捡回来了我的生命。
I felt that I found the life that I had lost as well.
我非常痛苦。
I was in such great pain.
让我看到她的时候。
And when I saw her,
真的感谢神。
I was thankful to God.
我就马上，知觉刚才那个时髦的小姐是故意的支开我们，哦，就把那个孩子还给我们的车，放在我们的车子里面。
And suddenly I realized that fashionable lady wanted to lead us to another place so she could put the child back into the car.
这是因为我祷告，我祷告神。
This was because I prayed to God.
神的威严感动了他们，把孩子还给我们。
And the greatness of God moved them so they would return the child back to me.
如果不是神的大能大力，
If it were not for the great power of God,
有一句话说，煮熟的鸭子在你的嘴里，你可以 吐出来嘛，总是要吞下去。
There's a saying that if there is something bitter in your mouth, you cannot spit it out, but you have to swallow it.
那时候我们那边很流行小孩子不见。
And it was very popular for children to disappear at that time.
后来才知道报上看到说有人贩卖小孩。
And on the newspaper later, we found out that there were people that were selling children.
甚至有的人偷人家的孩子，把他健康的里面的内脏就要移植给有病的小孩子。
And there are some people who even kidnapped children and took their organs to plant them into people who needed them.
因为报纸曾经也有这样登出来。
And this was all in the newspaper.
他的小孩在屋檐下玩。
There was a child that was playing underneath the roof.
跟邻居的孩子玩。
And just playing with neighborhood kids.
结果突然不见了。
And suddenly disappeared.
隔壁的孩子说有人把他抱起来放在车子里面就带走了。
And the neighboring children said that someone came and took the child, put him into their car and drove off.
一个月以后。
And 1 month later.
这个孩子就很憔悴的就在他们的门口。
This child came back and he was very frail and showed up at the door.
然后他的母亲看到了非常高兴，因为失而复得，当然高兴得不得了。
The mother was very joyful because the child was lost and found again.
结果要给他洗澡的时候。
And when she was about to give him a bath.
才发现他的内脏被开刀了。
She,
画大的那个疤痕曾经有大开刀。
She found scars in his, on the child's body that indicated that the child went through major surgery.
去医生检查，原来有东西被拿掉。
And when they went to the hospital, they discovered that things were taken out of the child.
我那时候看到这个孙女，真的感谢神。
And when I saw my granddaughter, I was truly thankful to God.
神爱我们。
God loved us.
神不愿意他的儿女落入在不信主的人。
And God does not want his children to fall in the hands of those who do not believe in him.
受到灾害。
And to have harm done to them.
当时我心里想，如果真的找不到的话。
In my heart, I thought, if I truly could not find her,
就我永远是遗憾。
I would be sad for the rest of my life.
也是我永远的痛。
And it will be a pain for the rest of my life.
在贴在墙壁上很多的失踪儿里面，其中一个是我的孙女。
And out of all the pictures of missing children on the wall, one of them would be mine.
感谢主。
So thank God.
神这样爱我们。
God loves us.
他保护我们。
He protects us.
在我们不能的事情，神出手就全部都圆满的解决。
In matters that we cannot do anything, He will stretch out His hand, and things will be concluded very well.
我问这个孙女。
And I asked my granddaughter.
你刚才有被人家抱走吗？
Were you taken by someone else just a moment ago? She said yes.
她经过他们的车子，他们把门一打开，马上把孩子抱进来。
She passed by their car and they opened the door and dragged her in.
真的是防不胜防。
And there was nothing we could do to defend.
而且这个孩子说，我被他们用衣服盖起来。
And she said that I was covered by them with their clothes.
她说很热很热。
It was very, very hot.
难怪我会没听到哭声，又没有可能把嘴被蒙起来。
And no wonder my daughter heard a cry, but it suddenly disappeared because they probably muffled her.
才半个小时间，全身的衣服都湿透了。
And within half an hour, her entire, all her clothes or her entire body was drenched with sweat.
到现在，这个孩子到街上不相信人。
Until now, this child distrusts anyone on the street.
有大人，他总是要拉这个衣服，不敢一步都不敢放松。
And when there is an adult with her, she will cling on to your clothes and not let go.
现在已经国小六年级。
She is in sixth grade right now.
每次我看到她。
Every time I see her.
我心里总是非常很敬信神，我所信的神是真神。
Every time I see her, it makes me remember that the God I believe in is the true God.
如果我今天信的是外教会。
If I believed in another church today,
没有神同在的教会,
in a church where God did not abide,
这个孩子不可能回来,
it would be impossible for this child to return.
非常的感谢神,
I really thank God.
我再讲第三个,
now I will share my third testimony.
1993年的十月五号。
In 1993, on October 5th,
因为有雾社农校的青年团体来我们教会访问。
There was a youth fellowship that came to visit our church.
来两天。
They came for 2 days.
我在接待上很疲倦了。
And I was very tired from hosting.
他们坐一班车回去。
And they took their cars back.
我就在家里休息
and I rested at home
一躺下去就沉睡不起
and as soon as I laid down I fell into a deep sleep and I could not wake up
到中午这个天传道和他弟弟妹妹到国小要回来吃中饭
and in the afternoon Pastor Tian and his siblings came backschool and they wanted to eat lunch.
那时候学校还没有营养午餐。
That was before they offered lunch at schools.
后来，很急的敲门，说妈妈妈妈，快点起来，快点起来。
And they knocked on the door very urgently and said, "Mom, Mom, wake up."
赶快给我们开门。
Please open the door for us.
我就从床上跳下来。
And I jumped off from the bed.
赶快去开门。
And opened the door.
到底有什么紧急事
？To see what the matter was.
孩子说妈妈和隔壁的和妈妈要生孩子。
And they said that Mrs. Ho from next door, she's about to give birth.
哦，好可怜，她一直哭。
She's very pitiful and she keeps on crying.
你会接产，你赶快去帮忙。
You know how to be a midwife, so can you go help?
我心里想生孩子。山上的女人生孩子都大部分也有这个体力自己生
and I thought to myself most women in the mountains they know how to give birth on their own
因为她之前也有自己生过
and she had given birth on her own in the past
我觉得没有什么特别可以去看的嘛
and I thought there was nothing much I could do
可是孩子说她要生孩子是孩子生不出来一直哭
andMy children said that she was having difficulties giving birth and she kept on crying.
我听说一直哭，我就觉得不对劲。
And I thought there was something wrong if she continued to cry.
我也跟着孩子跑过去看。
So I ran to next door.
结果客厅很多的姊妹邻居在那边。
And there were many sisters and neighbors in the living room.
就这个姐妹一个人在床上一直猛烈的生，一直生不出来，然后叹气哭。
And there's this sister, she was on the bed trying to give birth. She was pushing really hard but couldn't give birth and she was crying.
我就给在座的姊妹她们说，你们为什么就在这里坐下，不要上床帮忙她接生呢？
And I told the sisters who were present, why are you just sitting here not helping her to get on the bed and help her give birth?
她们说我们帮不上忙。
And they said,They couldn't help.
我说你们至少去请卫生室的护士或者是医生来接产。
And I told them at least you could go to the hospital or the clinic to ask a nurse to come and help deliver the baby.
他们说我们请教去请过，没有人今天出去开会。
And they said they already went and everyone had gone for a meeting and there was no one there.
我说那他先生怎么不在呢
？And I asked why isn't her husband here?
她的这个女孩子的亲妈妈说她一早六点多就去山上工作去了
and the girl's mother said that The husband had gone to the mountains to work early in the morning.
我说至少太太要生，先生应该不要离开家。
And I said, if she's about to give birth, at least the husband shouldn't leave home.
他说因为他，六点的时候还没有迹象。
And she said it was because at 6 a.m. she had no signs of giving birth.
所以是他先生安心的去工作。
And so the husband went to work very peacefully.
我就那个上船去看这个姐妹。
So I went on to the bed, and I looked at the sister.
她蹲下，自己一手抓住抓住柱子，一手用力推下去。
And with one hand she was grabbing a pole, and the other hand she was pushing.
我是看她很痛苦的样子，一直哭。
But she was in great pain, and she kept on crying.
我就从后面抱住她的腰围。
And so from the back, I held on to her waist.
我说，那你。我说那你用力很猛力，我从后面帮助你把那个孩子把那个胎盘不是，因为我看到你外面已经有一个小孩婴孩。
I saw that there was already one child out.
他说八点多的时候他已经顺利的产下那个女孩子。
And she said at 8 o'clock she had already successfully given birth to a girl.
现在是胎盘没有出来。
And now the placenta was still in her.
当我从后面把胎盘压下去，结果还是压不下去。
And from the back, I tried to push out the placenta, but I was not successful.
我觉得奇怪，这胎盘应该软绵绵的，为什么还是那么硬
？And I thought the placenta should be soft. Why is it so hard still?
那我叫他你躺着，我来看看。
And I told her to lie still, and I would take a look.
我摸的时候，这个还是一个小孩。
And when I touched it, I realized there was another child.
我说你不知道，你说怀的是双胞胎吗
？And I told her, didn't you know that you have twins?
她说她不知道。
She said she didn't know.
你产前检查没有过吗
？And I told her, didn't you go to prenatal exams?
她说有啊。
She said, yeah.
我是医生和护士，没有人跟我说我怀的是双胞胎。
But the doctors and the nurses never told me that I had twins.
我说糟糕了。
I said, there is a problem.
里面一个孩子没有生出来，胎盘怎么出来？
If there's a child still inside you, how would the placenta come out?
后来，他躺下，我就用手猛力地把那个硬块往下腹部推下来。
And she laid down again, and I used all my might and pushed the hard things out.
就是偏偏生不出来。
But she could not give birth.
结果外面的一个小孩本来一直哭，我用厚厚的布巾来把它包起来，然后暖和了，它就没有哭。
And the child that was already out was cold, so I wrapped the child together in thick cloth so it would not cry.
有的妇人说，那个外面的孩子系带捡起来就好了，那这样比较好，孩子好好的处理那个保护好。外面已经生出来的孩子的系带剪掉，把那个孩子安抚那个护理好，那就等候后面那个东西再生出来。
And what everyone was saying was to cut the umbilical cord of the first child, and have the clean the child or prepare the child and wait for the second one to be born.
我说这个万万不行，这个系带剪了。那个整个硬的就冲上来，冲到上面压到我们心脏，一定会死。
And I told them you cannot cut the umbilical cord because everything will rush backwards and everyone will die.
一定要等里面的出来了，才可以胎盘都出来，才可以处理这个脐带。
And you have to wait till the second one is out and the placenta is out before you cut the umbilical cord.
后来这个硬的东西慢慢的升到这个胃部的地方。
And slowly the hard part was came up to the stomach.
我把孩子和婴孩就把它推到比较靠近，这样脐带就不要拉得很紧。
And I pushed the baby so that the umbilical cord wasn't so tight.
我已经用尽了我在复校读的那些助产的尝试，可是办法都没有。
And I exhausted all the knowledge I had gained in nursing school, but there was nothing I could do.
后来这个妈子妹憔悴了，嘴唇和眼前都黑掉，已经非常憔悴。
And this sister, Ma, she was very frail, and she had dark circles and was very weak.
我就跟她说。
And I told her.
你不能软下来。
You cannot.
你一定要振作。
You have to be strong. You
cannot be weak. 生孩子的是你呢。
Because you're the one giving birth.
我只是帮助你。
I'm only helping you.
你这样放弃了，你这样软弱了，这个孩子生不出来，那怎么救你呢？
If you give up and you are weak.And you cannot give birth to this child. How can I save you?
可是她已经软弱了。
But she was already giving up.
有全身的无力。
She had no strength in her entire body.
我一直求她，你要振作起来，你要振作起来，你要跟我配合，我要用力把那个孩子使尽力量把孩子拉出来，推出来。但是你要从里面要用力的配合，我才可以里外配合，才可以把那个。里面的东西生出来啊。
And I said, you have to work with me, work with me. I'm going to push with all my might, but you also have to push. So we're pushing on the inside and outside and get the child out.
她的眼睛闭着。
But she closed her eyes.
她有听到我说。
She heard what I said.
但是已经没有力量回答我。
But she had no strength to answer me.
她就眼睛流泪的跟我摇摇头说她已经不能了。
And she shed her tears and she shook her head and told me she couldn't anymore.
我就更紧张。
And I was even more nervous.
她不能生出来，我怎么帮助她？
If she cannot give birth, how can I help her?
我就这样子眼睁睁地看她在我面前死吗？
Am I going to watch her die in front of me?
我很难过。
I was very sad.
我就哭了。
So I cried.
这个时候我想到神。
At this time, I remembered God.
我转身向跪着向神祷告。
I turned around and I kneeled to pray to God.
我向神说。
I told God.
她已经不能再生这个孩子了。
She can no longer deliver this child.
因为她已经没有力量。
Because she has no more strength.
但是我不要这样子。
But I don't want this to happen.
求神给我你的智慧。
Lord, give me your wisdom.
给我力量。
Give me strength.
一定要把她救活起来。
I have to revive her.
我这个时候，我这样祷告的时候
，And when I prayed,
我就完全交托神。
I gave everything to God.
主啊，你要可怜我。
Lord, you have to have pity on me.
你要怜悯我。
You have to have mercy on me.
虽然她没有力量
，Although she has no strength.
但是我相信你。
But I believe in you.
你要给我力量。
You have to give me strength.
你要给我智慧。
You have to give me wisdom.
能够帮救回她。
To save this person.
就等于我在生孩子。
Just as though I was giving birth.
非常的困难。
It was very hard.
后来我祷告完了。
And after I prayed,
我双手握紧。
I clasped my hands very hard.
从他的这个胃上面的部位，用力把它拉下来。
I started from on top of her stomach, and I used all my might to pull the child out.
我已经使尽了力量。
And I pushed.
这样拉的时候，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
or I pulled,
已经用力拉过来。
I yelled hallelujah, hallelujah, and pulled with all my might.
要把孩子推下来。
I wanted to push the child down.
可是那个力量就到肚脐的地方。
But
那个硬块就推到肚脐的地方。
But the mass ended where the belly button was.
我再喊哈利路亚就推下来。
And I yelled hallelujah, and I pushed downwards.
还没有生出来。
The baby wasn't out yet.
我再喘一下。
And I took a deep breath.
我在奉主的名，哈利路亚。
And in the name of the Lord, I yelled hallelujah and I pushed the baby out.
终于那个东西出来了。
Finally, the thing came out.
原来那个孩子是系带绑在他脖子。
And what happened was the umbilical cord was wrapped around the neck of the baby.
被勒死了。
And he was choked to death.
虽然那个后面的婴儿已经死了
although the second baby had already died
但是能够救活他的妈妈跟另外一个孩子
but
非常的感谢神
but at least the mother and the first baby were saved, so I thank God.
我就把前面那孩子鸡蛋处理好。
And so I dealt with the umbilical cord of the first child.
这个妈妈已经全身冷了，冷冰冰的一个像死人一样。
This mother was already cold, like a dead person.
一点温度都没有。
She didn't have a hint of heat.
我摸摸脖还有一点点。
I checked her pulse and she had a little bit left.
我就拿瓶子，以前的汽水瓶都是瓶子，我装水，拿六瓶装热水，然后用毛巾包起来，放在她的腋下，就这样子保暖。
And what I did back then, the soda bottles were all made of glass. So I filled the soda bottles with hot water, wrapped it in towels, and I put it all over her lower body.
我叫在客厅的姊妹上来，我们一起为她祷告。
And I told all the sisters in the living room to come in and pray for her.
就没有多久，这个姊妹就慢慢地睁开眼睛。
Not long afterwards, the sister opened her eyes very slowly.
虽然还不能讲话，
although she could not speak yet.
我已经很高兴的，拿姜汤，事先煮好的生姜汤给她喝。
I very joyfully brought out this ginger soup that I had prepared and gave it to her.
用汤匙喂。
And I spoon fed her.
结果她慢慢的醒过来。
And slowly she was revived.
会讲话了。
And she could speak.
她先生也回来。
And her husband returned home.
她先生她的亲妈妈告诉她先生。
And her mother told her husband.
如果没有，她说如果没有我。
If Sister Tian was not there.
我的女儿就活不成。
Her daughter would not live.
结果她先生和她妈妈跪在我面前说谢谢你谢谢你，我说不要跪，我不是神，是神给的力量。
The husband and the mother knelt down before Sister Tian and I told them, don't kneel in front of me because I am not God. God gave me strength.
我都没有办法救她。
I could not save her.
是祷告的时候，神帮助给的力量才能够让她把不好的东西排出来以后就活过来了。
That it was God's help that gave me strength, and she gave her strength so she could get the bad things out of her body and be revived.
我说那个死胎在那边包起来，看你怎么处理。
And I told her that the stillborn child is wrapped and placed right there, and we'll see what you do with it.
那时候我就感动地说，我们无论是不是自己的事情来祷告，为别人真的要凭信心祷告。
And I said at the time, when we pray, we do not only pray for our own matters, but we have to pray with faith for matters of other people.
任何事情，如果我们完全的交托神，一定会得到神的帮助。
No matter what it is, if we rely on God completely, then God will help us.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
神不会抛下我们不管。
God will not abandon us.
所以我们在世上非常的幸福。
So we are very blessed in this world.
主耶稣说平安在我。
The Lord Jesus said, peace, that he has peace.
我们依靠他的多得神的平安。
And all who rely on him will receive the peace of God.
愿一切荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be unto God.
哈利路亚，谢谢。
We thank God for Sister Tian's wonderful testimony this afternoon.
我们感谢神，天姐妹在这里给我们这么好的见证。
I think through her testimony, we've heard that the power and the grace of God truly could be found in our everyday life.
透过这见证，我们学到神的大能，的确是在我们日常生活中。
For the unbelievers, when they have problems and troubles, they can only count on themselves and not other people.
当外邦人有碰到困难的时候，他 他们只能依靠自己或是其他人。
But as Christians, as believers of our Lord, when we have challenges, we could still go to our Almighty God.
但属神的基督徒在遇到困难的时候可以信靠神。
Our God is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
我们的神是昨日、今日跟明日的神。
And what Sister Tian has experienced in God, the grace and the power of God could also manifest in our life today.
那天传道娘在属灵上的体会也能够在我们也能够体会天传道娘在属灵上的体会。
So long as we fully trust in Him,
只要我们完全的信靠神。
As long as we continue to put God's business in mind,
只要我们不断的把神的事放在我们心中。
And as we continue to show our love and care for the people around us,
只要我们不断的将神的爱发扬给我们周边的人。
God's mighty power will also manifest in our life.
神的大能也会在我们的日常生活中。
And we also realize that none of us is worthy of God's great love and power, and that that it is truly a grace that we could be one of His children.
那我们也了解到，我们不配得到神的大爱。那我们也这是因为我们是他的子女，才能得到他的爱。
So we should always be thankful and give all the glory to God.
所以我们要时刻感谢，把荣耀归于神。
And this concludes our testimony this afternoon.
那我们今天的见证会就到此。
And now we're going to offer a concluding prayer together.
那我们现在要做最后的祷告。
We also like to let everyone know that Sister Tian will be returning to Taiwan in a couple of days. And so in our prayer, let's also pray to God for her safe journey home.
那天传道娘在几天就要回台湾，所以在祷告中我们纪念她，求神让她平安的回家。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们一起祷告。